Logos appear. Disney. Pixar Animation Studios. Based on a true story, mostly. In a living room, a boy turns on a TV. His mustache dad kneels before a family shrine. The boy draws the superheroes from the TV show. The boy holds an action figure of the Blue Flame as he watches the cartoon. His dad swings a bell in prayer. The boy's dad turns down the volume with the remote. The boy turns it back up. Holding the remote with a stern look, the man pats the floor beside him. The boy flops over, then brings his action figure to his dad. Annoyed, the boy kneels before the open prayer shrine. Figurines of three Hindu deities sit inside. The boy's dad places a red dot on the heads of each deity. He hands a lit match to his son, who then lights the wick in a brass diya, a small oil lamp. The man picks up the bell. The boy apathetically puts his hands together in prayer. The boy looks from the diya to the deities. He spots his action figure inside the shrine. Trying not to disrupt his praying dad, the boy reaches for the action figure. He inadvertently bumps the bell. The diya's flame ignites the action figure's cape. Panicked, the boy accidentally blows out the diya. He stares at the glowing wick and suddenly finds himself inside a Hindu temple. The boy notices stone statues of the same three deities from his family shrine. A large diya rattles in front of him. Dark purple smoke erupts from the wick. A monster like the shapeshifter from the cartoon emerges. The boy finds the temple door locked. The shapeshifter's terrifying face glows purple. It grabs two staffs from a deity statue which resembles a monkey. The shapeshifter grows a second pair of arms and another head. On a wall, the boy spots depictions of the three deities rising from a lit diya. He presses a button on his action figure, which emits sparks. The shapeshifter takes discs and swords from the other two statues. Climbing into the large diya, the boy tries lighting the wick with his action figure. Sparks shoot from its chest as he pushes the button. The shapeshifter looms close, but the boy ignites the wick. A bright flash sends the monster flying. The boy watches pieces of the statues transform into living versions of the deities. One resembles a male, one a female, and the other a monkey. The shapeshifter throws one staff, which becomes several more. Glowing green, the monkey deity whips the staffs away with its long tail. The monster throws more weapons, and the female deity creates a snarling tiger from a puff of pink smoke. The tiger devours the weapons. The shapeshifter throws many discs. Spinning his long arms, the male deity forms a glowing barrier that destroys the discs upon impact. The deities set their hands in prayer. Wide-eyed, the boy watches them each swing a bell like his father's. The bells emit colorful rings of light, which wrap around the monster's neck. Struggling, the shapeshifter combines its weapons to form a three-pronged weapon resembling a trishula. It fires a wave of light at the boy and the deities. Their bells disappear. The boy spots a reflection of the diya resembling a bell. He runs over. As the shapeshifter looms close, the boy smashes his action figure on the diya. Waves of colorful light hit the monster. Its multiple heads and arms disappear. The shapeshifter sets its hands in prayer, then gets absorbed into the diya's flame. The boy faces the deities. The male hands him a glowing orb, which transforms into the action figure. With the touch of a fingertip, the male deity leaves a glowing blue dot on the boy's forehead. The deities transform back into statues, and the boy holds up his toy. In the living room, the boy turns to his dad. The man looks at his son's action figure. His gaze saddens, and he nudges the TV remote toward the boy. The boy grabs the remote, hesitates, then hurries off. The dad wears a somber expression. The boy begins to draw in a notebook. Using the bell, his dad puts out the Dia's flame. He closes the shrine box. Getting his dad's attention, the boy taps on his notebook. A logo in the notebook now reads, Sanjay's Super Team. The boy points to colorful drawings of the three deities above the logo. He and his dad share a grin. Beside an animated image of little Sanjay and dad, a real photo shows a boy and his dad. As a grown man, Sanjay poses with his dad in another photo, Sanjay's Super Team. Credits appear among little Sanjay's drawings of deities and superheroes, written and directed by Sanjay Patel, produced by Nicole Paradis Grindel, executive producer John Lasseter, production designer Chris Sasaki, supervising technical director Darwin Peachy, production manager Pamela Darrow, editor Kevin Rose Williams, music by Michael Dana, sound designer Justin Pearson. Copyright 2015, Disney Enterprises, Inc., Pixar.